Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Shauna Olson, in for Terry Loomis. A large section of the middle part of the United States, which is a major wheat-growing region, is experiencing drought conditions, and that continues to worsen. 78% of the High Plains and 83% of the Southern Plains are currently in a drought. Those are some big numbers. Mike Zuzolo from Global Commodity Analytics says these conditions may have a major impact on the nation's wheat balance sheet.
This year's ending stocks for the United States is not going to be up around 900 or 950 million bushels. I think it's going to be closer to the 800 million bushel level because we're going to have lower harvested acres and a lower national yield.
Oklahoma wheat conditions at last check were close to 80% in the poor to very poor categories, and Kansas wheat conditions most recently came in at almost 45%.
I really think you're sitting in a situation where these next 30 days, if we don't see relief in the hard red wheat belt, we will curb production.
While deteriorating crop conditions may catch the market's attention in the coming weeks, competition among exporters is increasing, most notably from Russia, for which exports are increased to a record-setting 35 million tons this month on larger production, stocks, and pro-export government policies. Argentina is also proving to be a formidable wheat exporter with a 500,000-ton export increase this month to 13 million. Strengthening global competition has put downward pressure on U.S. production and planted area. Milk production continued an increase towards the end of last year, and many predict that to continue to grow this year. That comes as operating margins are getting tighter and domestic demand is not helping prices. Inventories are reported to be at an unbalanced supply and demand with massive stocks around the world. So how does the U.S. dairy farmer navigate the current market landscape? Stuart Peterson analyst Brian Dougherty explains.
My personal recommendation, I have been buying puts throughout the year. I'll continue to argue that. Those are safety valves. We hear over and over again the comparison, well, is this going to be 2009 or the floodgates going to open? 2009 was 2009, but it was a lesson that things, when they dump, they can dump so hard and fast and furious. And so you've kind of got that makeup with world supplies and U.S. supplies and ample feed and cheap feed that could happen. It's not likely to happen. So I'm buying puts as safety valves, trying to leave the top side open.
He says more aggressive marketers have further options to navigate the market.
A more aggressive marketer on rallies, or should have been in the past, I think selling call options on 25 to 50% of your milk to try and add some of that premium, or be willing to accept a hedge at a higher level. So I know I'm talking maybe a little bit beyond some of your audience, if not a lot of the audience, but it's time to really look at it. When times are tough, the tough get going. Look at the alternatives. Your great farmers now become great marketers. That is, know your marketing tools. You manage an inventory. Be a good manager of inventory as well as a good producer.
He says the European Union lifting a lid off milk production has allowed EU producers to increase output over the last few years, putting further pressure on global markets.
Exactly right. And be careful what you wish for, because the European farmer wanted, you know, freedom to farm, so to speak. They got it, and all of a sudden, you know, now it's not working for them. So once you lift those quotas and those supply numbers, the market can become much more volatile and will likely over time have a greater sense of volatility.
Consider what marketing tools are right for them.
There's not one tool that fits everybody. You go to a dentist, he's going to use different tools. You go to a mechanic, he's going to have different tools. A farmer, you should have different marketing tools in your toolbox. And in fact, I would make the argument it's one of the few industries in the world that you have so many tools at your disposal.
President Donald Trump is learning a basic and painful lesson of Wall Street. Stocks also go down. A global market sell-off accelerated Monday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunging nearly 1,600 points at one point in roller coaster afternoon trading. After a volatile session, the Dow ended down 1,175 points or 4.6% at 24,346. It was the largest ever single-day point drop for the Dow, and it rattled both Wall Street and Washington. Stick around. There is more Inside Agriculture coming up with Shauna Olson in